Banks across the country, Americans are trying to beat the heat, taking shelter from days of scorching temperatures at cooling centers. This is wildfires have burned hundreds of thousands of acres in 12 states. NBC's John Larson is in Winnemucca, Nevada this morning with more on this. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ann. I know it's going to sound a little bit strange with record heat back there and all the records being reported out here in the West, but the information coming in from the fire lines this morning is that it's sort of a glass half full kind of situation. Good news. They're reporting that although it was very, very hot, it was a bit cooler than expected in many of these states. And most importantly, on the fire lines, the winds stayed calm.
It was just incredibly explosive.
Doing whatever they can to stay ahead of the fires, crews are fighting 24 major fires in the state of Nevada alone. At times, this fire near Winnemucca is calm. At others, consuming 10,000 acres an hour.
There's nothing you can do when it gets to that point.
This is how it looked to a family vacationing to the east in Utah, where the largest fire in Utah's history continued to burn mostly unchecked.
We just kept going until the smoke just overtook us, and we just watched ourselves go into blacker and blacker smoke.
Just looks dark and evil.
That jumped the west side into the median, where there were a lot of big trees, and those went up. And at that point, the flames might have moved 100 yards in a matter of seconds. And it just, big wall of flame, and everybody panicked.
The crushing heat that has flattened the west has spread to the northeast. In New York, the city set up cooling centers for those without air conditioning. In Pennsylvania, where it was 15 degrees above normal, even camp playtime was cut short.
This morning, we just set one of our campers home. He wasn't feeling well at all.
High 90s from New England to Maryland.
You don't get used to it, you just tolerate it.
To Delaware, where a gardener plays it smart.
It's pretty bad, but I take a lot of breaks, go in the shade.
And others just play it safe.
I don't even want to be out here. And if anybody with any good sense, they don't want to be here neither.
Now, again, as bad as it looks, and trust me, the fires are bad in many of these states, mostly good news today to report in that they have no highway closures, no major evacuations going on, no homes were lost in all that fire yesterday, and, of course, most importantly, no lives were lost. And
very important. All right, NBC's John Larson this morning. John.